You just heard Jewish Datelines. You're now tuned in to the Jewish Activist Network, and we broadcast from 12:30 to 1 a.m. We'll be on for the next half hour. Again, you're tuned in right here on AM 620 to the Jewish Activist Network. I'm Joe Orlow, your host, and we have a very special guest tonight, Bob Kunst, who's been with us a number of times. We have a few topics we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the apparent techniques of the U.S. government lately in trying to entrap Jews. In other words, people who haven't committed crimes, but the government seems to be going out of their way to entrap people. And we'll show a pattern there. And we're also going to speak with Bob Kunst about his rally at the J Street conference and his calling them J Street Nazis, why he was calling them Nazis, and also his upcoming demonstration outside where the federations around the country are meeting here in the Washington, D.C. area. And we also have, starting at about a quarter to one, we're going to have an exclusive interview with Rabbi David Eidenson about what was going on in Lakewood as far as the issue of the election, of who was being supported in the gubernatorial election in New Jersey. So let's start off with our first topic. And that is that what I'm calling the apparent entrapment. And I'm going to mention a few cases that have been in the news lately where it seems that people have not committed crimes and the government went out of its way to entrap them and basically bring charges against them by having somebody pose, put on a role, have a government agent put on a role as somebody involved. And that person who is the government agent would entice somebody into committing a crime, not an actual crime, but going through the motions of committing a crime. So the first case which comes to mind is there was the case in New Jersey where there was a Rav who was apparent from what I saw in the news, he was someone said they're going to make a substantial donation to his